Good morning, class.
Good morning, Brother Keith.
Hi, I'm Keith Moore, and we welcome you to Faith School. Faith School's the place where my spirit is fed, where my faith grows stronger, and where I learn how to be an overcomer. It matters so much what you're around, your environment, who you're around, and of course, what spirits are influencing. And the reason we have Faith School is we saved you this seat, you know, right here in the front. We don't want to just come into your room or your house or your office. We want you to turn everything else off and come in here with us. And this is a faith-filled environment. Huh?
Yes.
All these guys here and myself and everybody behind the cameras and everybody in the control room. This is a faith bunch here.
Yes.
We eat, sleep, dream faith.
Mm-hmm.
And we live by faith. We walk by faith.
Yes.
Overcome the world by faith. Strong in faith, like we say at the end, right? But how can you be that way? It's not just by wishful thinking. It has to do with what you feed on. Just like your body can't stay strong and have ability to walk and function and do what it needs to do if it never got fed, well, your spirit has to be fed. If your spirit is not fed, it grows weak. Now, since your spirit doesn't just get weak and die like your body would, it continues to exist, but just in an emaciated helpless type state. And when you're that way on the inside, everything seems too hard. Even the smallest things seem too big, too hard. And it's not that it's too hard for God. It's just that it's too much unbelief there, too much fear, too much doubt. What's the solution? Let's feed that spirit.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
And you know, like my father in the faith, Brother Hagin, used to say, he says, what are we going to feed it? You know, hamburgers and hot dogs? No. That's not what your spirit needs. What does your spirit need? Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. What comes out of God's mouth is amazing. It's what created the stars and the planets. It's what gave life to us. It's what gives us redemption. Every day, you need to eat something to have some strength and keep your body going. But more important than that, your spirit needs something. Every day, your spirit needs something. What does it need? It needs food from the Creator.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It needs words of God from Him, from the Creator to His creation. He made us with words. He made us to operate by words. And so He told us to be imitators of God, like dear children. Well, how does He function? When God wants something done, He conceives it within Himself, and He says it. And when He speaks it, He creates it. And it shouldn't shock us or be a thing thought strange that a word-created thing would respond to words.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Well, the planet we're on is word-created.
Mm-hmm.
You and I are word-created.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Himself is the Word made flesh.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so that's what are we doing in Faith School? We come together, we believe together for His words. His words, and he always knows the word in season, the word for now, the anointed Rhema word, and When that word comes to you, if you have ears to hear it and a heart to receive it, it doesn't just bounce off your eardrums. It doesn't just register a thought in your intellect. His words penetrate into you. The Bible talks about, you know, His word is alive and is quicker and sharper than any two-edged sword. And it can pierce even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and joint and marrow. It's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. His words do what nothing else can do. They come on you, they go right into you, and they change you. They feed you. They strengthen you. Just this phrase, you know, sometimes the angel would come in a visitation and would say this. And Jesus would said this to His disciples, and be strong. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Don't be afraid. Yeah. Don't fear. Be strong. Amen. Be courageous. That word from the Lord will go right over you, right into you, and quicken you.
Yes.
And pick you up.
Yes.
And lift you up.
Yes.
So I say it over you in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Be strong.
Yes.
Be empowered.
Yes.
Be enabled. Be strengthened in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Oh, everybody say, I receive it.
I receive it.
Say it out loud. I am strong in the Lord.
And in the power of His might.
I am strong in the Lord.
I am strong in the Lord.
And in the power of His might.
Thank
you, Lord. His words are in me. His words work in me. They change me. They keep me. They lift me. They make me victorious. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Well, we're talking about why we have faith school. Well, one of the things that we've been on for a number of weeks now is a series that we're calling Faith for Provision. Your faith works the same in every area, but just because you feed it and exercise it in one area, that doesn't mean your faith is strong in all areas. You could have strong faith that your sins are forgiven, that your name's in the Lamb's Book of Life, that you're going to heaven when you die. You could be strong in faith about that if you've heard that for years and you believe it and you say it. But if you never heard anything about physical healing, for instance, or God's will or faith for that, you could have no faith at all for physical healing. Or if you've heard a lot about healing and you become convinced it is God's will for you to be healed, and by His stripes you're healed, and He took your infirmities, He bore your sicknesses, He carried your pains, and you've heard that, and you believe that, and you've exercised that. You could be strong in faith for a healing and have no faith at all to pay your bills if you've heard wrong things about that or if you hadn't been fed on that. So you'll find in faith school that we'll get on an area and we'll feed our faith in that area for a while, and then we'll feed our faith over here, right, in an area. And so we now have hundreds of these faith messages on our website there, faithschool.org. And we talked about what faith is, why we need faith, how it comes, how it develops. We talked about for quite a while faith for healing. And so if that's new to you, go online and listen to those messages, feed on those messages. We talked about overcoming unbelief. We've talked about a number of things. And now we're talking about faith for provision. Is it God's will for us to have everything we need?
Yes.
You know, a lot of people are confused about that. And they are, you know, just, if nothing else, just unsure. Well, unsure means no faith.
Amen.
If you're wavering, James says, don't think you'll receive anything of the Lord. You got to get it settled. How can I get it settled? Not by asking everybody what they think.
Right.
Huh? Not by reading everybody's book on the subject, but go straight to the source. If you want to know what God thinks and what His will is, He's already given us a whole book.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Full of His words. And this was the conclusion that we have come to already, But, you know, I'm not saying take my word for it. We're going on reason after reason, many, many scriptures why. But we have become convinced that abundant provision is always God's will for us all. That's a big statement. Did you hear that? How all-inclusive that is. Abundant provision is what?
Always.
Always?
Yes.
Every day?
Yes.
Every week?
Yes.
Every year?
Yes.
Well, you know, everybody has a bad slump once in a while, right? Everybody has a bad year sometimes, right? Slumps, ups, downs. To see people, you know, even just saying that, people go, well, yeah, I just look around. No, we don't walk by sight.
Amen.
Huh? We don't walk by what we're seeing around us. That's not what faith in God is based on. It's based on what He said. His will does not change. And a lot of things you're going to see in this world around you are not God's will. And it's the result of people not believing in Him, not listening to Him, not following Him. So you don't want to look at that and decide that that's the will of God. No, abundant provision is always God's will for us all. Amen. Why don't you say it out loud? Abundant provision.
Abundant provision.
Is always
God's will
for us all.
For us all.
Say it again. Abundant provision.
Is always
God's will
for me.
What about today?
Yes.
And this week?
Yes.
Is it God's will?
Yes.
Be able to pay all your bills?
Yes.
Do everything you need to do?
Yes.
Even some nice things that you want to do?
Yes.
Hmm?
Yes.
Now, if you say, well, I hope so, I don't know, well, then that's being faithless. Mm-hmm. You have no faith for that. Now, that all of us at some point were there. But don't expect to get results being faithless.
Amen.
Well, how can I have faith? Glad you asked. You are in the right place. Get in your seat here. Turn everything else off and hear the Word of God.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
Let it come into you. And what you'll find, what we've been doing now is giving one after another 30 reasons from the Scripture why we are sure abundant provisions always God's will for us all. That's not your opinion. That's not my opinion. That's not this or that church's or denomination's position. That's it is written.
Amen.
Not one, not two, not five, not 10, 30.
Amen.
And that's not exhaustive. There's a lot more. I've already got a lot more than that in my notes. And I'm trying, this thing's growing on me. Sometimes I've heard people say, well, if there's anything in the Bible on that, I've never seen it. Well, just because you hadn't seen it doesn't mean it's not there. You got to have eyes to see it and ears to hear it. It's there. Oh, is it there? Our first reason was, number one, we are sure abundant provisions always God's will for us all because of the Lord being my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. And like we said before, go online, faithschool.org, and you can get all these previous messages. Sometimes we spend a whole week of lessons on one of these, sometimes more than that. And so you don't want to miss out. If you didn't get it, go online, no charge, no commitment. It's, all of our partners have underwritten this. The Lord's already paid for it. So go and feed on it. The first one was, the Lord is my shepherd. What's the rest of that verse? Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I frequently get behind. Huh? Often unable to pay my bills. No. What does it say? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Now that same word translated want in the King James, in other places in the same King James, translated lack. I shall not lack. Listen to some of these other translations here. Young's Literal says, Jehovah is my shepherd, I do not lack. The NIV says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. God's Word says, the Lord is my shepherd, I am never in need. Holman says, "The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I lack." The NIRV says, "The Lord's my shepherd. He gives me everything I need." The BBE says, "The Lord takes care of me as his sheep. I will not be without any good thing." Easy to Read says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I will always have everything I need." Amen. Come on, say it out loud. "The Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
I shall not want.
I do not lack.
I do not lack.
I am never in need.
I am never in need.
He gives me everything I need.
He gives me everything I need.
I will not be without any good thing.
I will not be without any good thing.
The Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I will always have everything,
everything
I need."
I need.
Is that Bible?
Yes.
I didn't write that. You didn't write that. Is it true?
Yes.
And people say, "Well, yeah, but you know, you just never know what God's going to do." Well, he won't keep his word. He won't do what he said he would do. No. See, if you said that about me, that wouldn't be a compliment. Right? Somebody said, "Well, you know, Brother Keith said he would come over here and do this." And you say, "Well, yeah, but you know, you can't ever tell about Brother Keith what he might do." Did you compliment me?
No.
No. Then why do you want to say that about your faithful father who cannot lie, who never fails? No, you can tell what God will do. He will do exactly what he said he would do. He is the faithful God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Well, that was just reason number one, and you can see why I'm encouraging you. If you weren't with us for that, go online and feed on that. But then we went to number two, the goodness of God. And then number three, the fatherhood of God. We looked at the creation of God. We looked at God's will in heaven. Do you know there's no poverty in heaven?
Amen.
Do you know the Lord told us to pray, "Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven"? We looked at the God of Abraham. If Abraham was here at faith school today, I would sit down.
Yes.
and turn it over to him. But if we said, "Sir, what kind of God did you know? Do you believe that sometimes God wants you poor? That sometimes lack is part of God's plan for your life?" What would Abraham say? He'd say, "That's not what I experienced. The God I know made me rich. One of the richest people in the whole region," right? No. And we looked at, we are the seed of Abraham. We looked at the, you know, his blessing is ours. And then we looked at the blessing of tithing. We looked at honor and riches. We looked at wisdom and wealth. We looked at being an imitator of God. You know, if God said, "I want you to be poor," he sure doesn't practice it himself, does he?
Yeah.
The great I am. We talked about how God never changes. And this is something we're going to continue talking about today. But the names of God. We saw that God has revealed himself as El Shaddai. He has revealed himself as the Jehovah Shammah, the Lord who's present. Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord our righteousness. The Lord our shepherd, we've already talked about. And we looked high and low, and we could not find any El Cheapo. It was always the God of abundance, right? The God of plenty, the God of more than enough and overflow. Now you're laughing, but there are a lot of people who try to, you know, they twist it around somehow that, you know, yeah, well, sometimes God teaches us things through going through hard times and lack. And what scripture is that based on? What? No, it's just not true. People go through a lot of stuff that they should not go through, that we don't, all of us have made some mistakes, but that doesn't mean it was God's will. Doesn't mean it pleased God. No, abundance is what pleases him. We looked at the God of restoration, that even if you do really mess up, even if you do some disobedience and rebellious stuff and lose everything you've got and get in a really, really bad way, it's not too late. God's on the throne. His mercy endures forever. If you'll come to him, if you'll acknowledge your mistakes, if you'll repent, if you'll ask for mercy and help, he will get you out. He'll get you out of the debt. He'll get you out of the problems, out of the bondage, and He will restore you better than before. Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Somebody say better than before. We saw how that He provided for His people in the wilderness. When He brought them out of Egyptian bondage, there was nothing out there to eat. There was no water, there was no food, and yet He fed them and kept them for 40 years with no grocery stores, right? And no farmland, no crops. I mean, desert, sand, you know, desolation. What's He was proving? He's the Creator. He can provide for you anywhere.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
He could provide for you on the backside of the moon. I'm telling you, God can do it.
Amen.
He can do it. And don't believe that the devil will try to lie to you and say, yeah, but you know, where you live and how you came up and who you're around and where you work and everything that's going on with who's in office, who's not in office, you know, that's not going to work now. You won't be able to have it this year, maybe not for the next 10 years. He's a liar. I said He's a liar, and He's an excuse maker, and he's an accuser. God is the great I am. I am right here, right now. He can do it.
Amen.
Right here, right now. Everybody said out loud,
my God
shall supply
all my needs
according to His riches in
glory.
By Christ Jesus.
By Christ Jesus.
He is well able.
He is well able.
And faithful.
And faithful.
To meet my needs.
To meet my needs.
Where I am.
Where I am.
Right now.
Right now.
Amen.
Amen.
And you want to say that if it doesn't look like it and it doesn't feel like it. You want to open your mouth and make a faith declaration and say no. Myself, my family, my children, our things, we will be well cared for. We will have everything we need. And especially when it doesn't look like it, that's when you need to say it. Right? Go ahead and say it. We'll have everything.
We'll have everything.
Everything we need.
Everything we need.
We'll be able to pay all our bills
and do everything
we need to do.
We
looked at the promised land. And what that represented, we looked at in number 17 now in our study. So you see, we're well over halfway to our 30, if we're stopping there. and we may, because we need to feed our faith in other areas, right? So we'll see by the time we get there. So, you know, that's one reason I would ask you, pray for me. Pray for us so we get the right thing at the right time. And the Lord always helps us with this. But we were looking at number 17 at the covenant blessing. And we spent some time on this already. And you see, God is a covenant God. And He has made covenants with His people. And this is something that we, especially, you know, in Western world mentality, is kind of a foreign concept. And as the years have gone by, generally speaking, people's word and commitments have gotten worse. And a lot of times, what is a covenant? It's like a pact or an agreement between at least two parties that involve commitments, promises, and penalties if you break it. And so God has always functioned this way. And if you know that God is a God who cannot lie and a God who does not break covenant, then being in covenant with Him can be an absolute anchor to your soul in troubled times and troubled waters, because you'll find over and over again in dealing with things and facing things in life, you are not enough. You're just not. You don't know enough. You don't understand enough. You don't have enough strength. You don't have enough resources. But when you realize, I'm not alone.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. I'm not alone. I'm in covenant with the Creator of the universe, who has absolutely unlimited power, unlimited ability. Should that comfort us, right? That we're not alone, that we're in covenant. But what we must understand is that there is a manward side to the covenant. God won't lie. God won't fail us. But too many times men have failed God. They have broken the covenant and reaped the bad results of that. And so is God still a covenant God?
Yes.
Well, what we call the gospel and the message of redemption is actually a message about covenant, the new covenant.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The New Testament, which is established on better promises, and we got a better mediator, but it's still covenant. It's covenant. And the covenant is between the Father and Jesus as representative man, and then all of us are in covenant because of our faith in Christ. We become joint heirs.
Amen.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Joint heirs.
Hallelujah.
With Jesus. Oh, somebody say, joint heirs.
Joint heirs.
With Jesus.
Jesus.
Come on, say it out loud.
I am
a child of the Father God. And I am
a joint heir,
with Jesus. A joint heir, with the head of the church. Well, see, that's covenant. That's covenant. And this covenant has been ratified and permanently sealed with the precious blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hebrews talks about without the shedding of blood, there is no remission, and how that the blood of animals could never take away sin. It could only cover it temporarily. Oh, but a different blood has now been placed on the mercy seat, the eternal blood of the spotless Lamb. And by this blood, we are sealed in eternal covenant with the Almighty God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And just as we got it introduced, we ran out of time. So everybody say it out loud. I live by faith. I walk by faith. I overcome the world by faith. I am strong in faith, giving glory to God. Lord, we want to have full faith in this amazing covenant. Teach us more about it, we ask in Jesus' name. We'll see you soon to talk about it here in Faith School.
Thank you for joining us at Faith School. Class is dismissed for today, but you can watch this and other episodes of Faith School free of charge at faithschool.org. For more information, visit our website or call us at 941-702-7390.